Lutheran Hour Ministries, bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day.
Today's international devotion was written by Lutheran Hour Ministries friend and co-worker Susanna Youssef of Egypt. Susanna is 18 years old and attends college, specializing in the songs of her country. The text for our devotion from Psalm 139. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Have you ever noticed that most folks dislike something about their physique or personality? Tall people wish they were shorter. Short people would give anything to be taller. Math whizzes envy those who can read and retain information. It doesn't seem to matter what strengths God has given us, we can always find someone we'd rather be. Which is why we need to remember the Bible says, with the exception of sin, God has made each of us exactly the way He wants us to be. The talents and positive personality traits He has given make it possible for us to do specialized things. Those who love grammar and reading often become writers. Those who have better than average physical strength or coordination can take on jobs like building things or hiking to isolated villages where they can share the gospel. And of course, most folks appreciate the talents of pianists, guitar players, and singers who can lead us in worship. But what about our weaknesses? God can use our weaknesses in a number of ways. He can take shy people and make them exemplary listeners. The athletically challenged can compensate for their weaknesses by organizing events and encouraging others. But there is another reason for our weaknesses. God can use our weaknesses to help us rely on Him, completely, without reservation, and with no pretense as to our own abilities. David, who wrote this psalm, was the youngest in his family. When Samuel came to anoint the next king of Israel, his family didn't bother to call him in from the field. But God knew David would make a great king. After all, God created him for that purpose. Now, it's true David had his shortcomings, and there were times when he wondered if God would ever use him. Even so, he tried to obey the Lord, and God made him Israel's greatest king. Likewise, God has made you for a job in His kingdom, which is just as important as the one done by David. We pray. Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us, so we may know how you will use our strengths and weaknesses for service in your kingdom. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.